Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Liz Stefanini. During the coronavirus situation, we are addressing various aspects of how to think and respond from a biblical perspective. Here's another podcast on that topic today from family pastor Scott Torres.
All right, it's Scott Torres here. I am with a few friends of mine, Stephen Gilchrist from Renovation Church in the heart of ATL Atlanta. Stephen, welcome. Kevin Cloran out in Bedford, Virginia. And I guess your church is in several other places, Roanoke, Lynchburg, and then you guys got plants everywhere. And then Aaron Gaston, Next Gen Pastor, Thomas Road Baptist Church. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're talking about family ministry. And I'd like to just maybe launch in to our time here right now. When we come out of this, so I guess today is May 1st. There's a long road ahead, obviously. But when we come out of this, you guys serve with families. How do you potentially see family ministry changing as a result of this quarantine?
Yeah, I think we're going to have to offer more tools, more resources, and be very sacrificial and patient with parents. I'm reminded of 1 Thessalonians 5, 13 and 14, where we're called to, you know, help the weak, be steadfast with the idle, and to rebuke those who aren't moving at all. But most of all, you know, love them and give them grace and hope. And I think that's the way that we have to wisely move through this time once we come back, because parents are exhausted, you know, parents having to impromptu homeschool. They're tired. They need breaks. We need to be patient. We need to love. And, you know, the great ideas of just doing, you know, driving by neighborhoods now and still doing more things like that, helping out, providing more mom's day out events and things of that nature, just to love on these parents because they have been put to the test in ways that we just can't imagine.
Yeah, I imagine for some, they went from, you know, maybe 25-mile-an-hour, you know, speed limit, and I'm using a metaphor, to like 70, you know, having to homeschool and, you know, many other things. That's a good word. And maybe coming out of this, we do need to think of how can we encourage our parents. So, Steve, man, thank you for that. I'm going to write that idea down and use that. Aaron, Kevin, what about you guys?
I can jump in. You know, family ministry, it is going to be very different. You know, we've already gone through a season where, you know, background checks, those types of requirements are much, much more important than they were, you know, when I started in student ministry 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So now we're going to be talking about sanitation. We're going to be talking about social distancing. You know, just the same things that we see in a public school system. Those are going to be reality. You know, as we gather back. So those are going to be some of the challenges. It's going to look different. It's going to look, you know, for a period of time, you know, we're all watching the news on how that all unfolds, but there's some good things that I hope we don't lose in it. And, you know, sometimes I felt that the church has needed to get away from some of the excess and programmatic, from a programmatic standpoint. Again, it goes back to blocking and tackling. It's a faith. It's a relationship with God through faith in Christ Jesus. And so losing some of the bells and whistles and some of those different things I think are healthy, because it's not as noisy and you can focus on what's most important. I know that, you know, I hear this from our team and ourselves, like, oh, we're getting to get outside and do something different. And our kids, you know, we just got to get away from our kids for a little while. And I just, you know, that's important. And I hear that, but I hope that the family time that's been created in this new thing is something that sticks. And it's something that's not lost even when everything opens up. I really do. And it may, you know, I shared in the first session what I'm, you know, kind of my journey that I'm going through right now. So maybe my perspective is a little different. But you know, that's been a blessing. You know, that has been a huge blessing to families. And I just hope, I hope that is embraced and churches help parents and families embrace that even post the quarantine, you know. For us, we needed to grow in our online ministry. We needed to grow in that a little bit. We're a larger church, but we're certainly a multi-generational church that trends a little older. And so online for us, and that connectivity that can be achieved online, was new. Our team had to grow and change real quickly. So we know that the online component will not leave us. In fact, we think that that's some ways we can do ministry bigger, better, and cheaper than before, all because coronavirus by necessity has trained people to connect online a little bit more. And so we see some, Kevin mentioned it earlier, we see some opportunities in the obstacles. And so we want to make sure that we capture that in new ways down the road.
Man, that's well said. Kevin, what are you thinking?
Yeah,
how might family ministry be changed?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of what Aaron and Stephen said for sure, moving forward, echoing what Aaron just said about capitalizing on this kind of new normal and what families are doing, not to lose that, not to lose the simplicity of having that family time with one another. I think, you know, from my role, once the, quarantine is lifted, when that happens, you know, it's like so many other things. The families that are in a good spot are, you know, the families that are well resourced, there's maybe more likely that they're going to get stronger through this, and the families that are less resourced and, are overwhelmed by the circumstances are going to be in a number of ways, you know, more challenged when this passes. So to have some things in place to be prepared to connect with those families that we know of that are under-resourced, and to be there to meet some of those needs, you know, very strategically, and to be out there and make sure those families know that we're, you know, very much in their corner and look forward to building upon some of the gains that we made prior to the quarantine.
Man, that's good.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out how you can donate to support the podcast.